Dog Pound. You can watch your Cleveland Browns in preseason action from anywhere by subscribing to Preseason Live. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for more info. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci here. Hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Still to come, we will play a little bit of fact or fiction. And, you know, we're going to get into that. We also got some calls and some tweets, and we'll have Mike Pettine's press conference coming up as well. So why don't we get right into a little fact or fiction right now, Notorious? What do you think about that?
I'm good with
Matt
it.
Fontana, Matt, are you good with that?
Good with it.
Oh, absolutely.
Here we go.
Time for a little fact. Or fiction.
Or fiction. All right, guys, we're going to get the music here in 1 second. But the first one, Barkevious Mingo will lead the Browns in sacks this year. Fact or fiction?
I'm going to say fiction. I think the sack leader for the Browns.
Don't even steal my thunder.
Thank
Don't
you,
even
Nathan.
Do it.
All right, I won't. And then I'll say somebody. I'll say, because I know who you're going to say. So I'll say Paul Kruger. I know who you're going to say.
Armani Bryant is going to lead the Browns in sacks this year.
You changed because remember you were Jabal Sheard. You had him lead the sacks.
Yeah, nine more. Now I've moved over.
That's
completely.
Boy, you just gave up on the guy. Threw him
I haven't
right
given
under the
up
bus.
On Jabal Sheard, but I'm saying, you know, when
you
look at it.
Backups can have sacks, a lot of sacks, too.
They can, but I think that the way Paul Kruger and Barkevious Mingo, I think the four people who will lead the team in sacks will be Armani Bryant, Barkevious Mingo, Paul Kruger, and Jabal Sheard, ultimately. But I think that Sheard, where I thought he would be number one, listen, you got to be on the field a little bit more than he is. You got to be playing better than Paul Kruger and Barkevious Mingo.
He'll be on the field at times when the sacks are
but
when
so
it's
will
right
Armani Bryant,
sacking.
And in my opinion, he is the best pure pass rusher on this team.
Wow. I'm not disagreeing, but I'm not sure if he's going to do that kind of thing this year. Wow. You're thinking Pro Bowl for this young man.
No, I think we're going to have a lot of guys between 7 and 11 sacks.
Okay.
I think we could have four guys in that.
Well, at least it's an interesting choice.
Yeah, it's fun.
Fact or fiction?
The Browns will start a wide receiver on opening day that's not currently on the roster.
Wow. That's you go
we'll
first.
Start
on that one.
A wide
start
receiver.
Start a wide receiver that's not on the team now.
This in an ideal world, this is 100% fiction. But I don't think that I can come out and say that it's fiction. I'm not going to say that it's fact, but I'm going to say it's a very good question. I think it is very much up in the air, and I think that when you look at this team and the question I posed earlier, what position is keeping you up at night? I think it's wide receiver. That's where I think that there are more questions than there are answers right now. So I certainly think it is possible, but I think they're probably going to start. If they came out in a two wide receiver set, it will be Austin and Hawkins, even if they bring somebody in, unless something mega happens that we haven't even begun to think about.
Officially, get off the fence here. Fiction? Is that your answer?
I'll say fiction.
Okay. I'm going to say fact. I'm going to say fact because what's keeping me up nights, well, partly is that but that's part of what keeps me up at night, and I think
Rhonda's back in town.
She is, thank God. I got some sanity in the house as Phil Taylor walks by here as by our studio with DJ Philippe from the PR
great,
staff.
He's such a great gait.
He does have a great gait. It's
a
kind of
a
duck walk thing that he's got going. And it doesn't look like he could do anything athletically except until he gets in the football uniform
and
on the field. So anyway, I do think they're going to bring multiple people in to play the position, and one of them could end up starting. Okay. More fact or fiction, Matt.
Or fiction.
Connor Shaw will be the number three quarterback on the roster when the season starts.
I'm going to go fiction here. Yeah. I think Connor Shaw's best chance of sticking with the Cleveland Browns will be on the practice squad.
I'm with you 100%.
And I like Connor Shaw, and I hope he is here.
Like him a ton. Would love for them to find a way to, again, give him that redshirt rookie season. But I think once he's in physical shape to handle the job, that is Rex Grossman manning the third role because you need that experience. More fact or fiction?
And the final one.
Fact or fiction?
The Browns will have at least three Pro Bowlers this year on defense alone.
I'm going to go fact.
Fact.
I'm going to go Carlos Dansby is going to go to the Pro Bowl.
Okay.
I think Joe Hayden is going to go to the Pro Bowl.
Okay.
I think there's a good chance that Dante Whitner or Gibson or both go to the Pro Bowl on the back end of this defense. And I think there will be a pass rusher, whether it be Armonte, whether it be Barkevious or Paul Kruger or Jabal, who also end up in the Pro Bowl. So I think they could have four.
I'm just dittoing your answer because that's exactly the names that I would have in there. One or two of those safeties could be – this could be a huge year for Tashaun Gibson.
Huge.
I mean, that's a guy who was more than solid last year. little off the radar because, you know, again, comes in as an undrafted guy, and the defense had far too many collapses, but I thought his part in it was not severe. I thought he had, I mean, everybody's accountable when you're part of a unit that doesn't play well, and you recited all those numbers. But I think the guy is a legit football player who just continues to get better, and I think pairing up with Dante Whitner can only make him better.
Totally agree there. There it is. That's a little fact or fiction in the books there. Matt, Coach Mike Pettine set to address the media soon. Are we going to come back with that next, or is that going to be a little bit later?
Yeah, a little bit later. We're actually recording it right now, so we'll get that to you guys. Might okay. even be in time for next segment.
All right, perfect. So if not, in the meantime, get on the phones, 216-578-0850, and we'll come back with your calls and Mike Pettine's post practice presser on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Four Pro Bowlers on the day, Notorious. Let's go.
That's pretty ambitious.